Hi there. Welcome back to my podcast channel and to these little bite-sized political podcasts. And thanks so much for taking the time to spend these few moments with me every day. You know, I do take a view that doing these little sort of bite-sized podcasts is perhaps better than doing one extended one. And it means I can be very focused on the topic in concern. And what I want to talk to you about is, you know, in this whole COVID war that we're in, it's been fascinating to see who are the heroes and who are the villains. And certainly some of the people that you thought would have been heroic have let us down and have proven to be absolute COVID slaves, whereas others that you wouldn't have thought have proven to be actually very brave people. So one of those who's made headlines in the past 24 hours, I'm going to play you a short clip. It's the celebrity chef Anthony World Thompson. Now, not someone I was historically a huge fan of, but what did he do? Well, he put up a sign at his pub saying that everyone is welcome in his pub, including unvaccinated people. His pub would not discriminate against vaccinated or unvaccinated. So that's a perfectly reasonable and very sensible approach to take, I think. But of course, that's triggered the triple jab sheep. So anyway, Anthony World Johnson, World Thompson, he went on Kevin O'Sullivan show on talk radio, and I wanted to just play you this very short clip, and then you make your mind up about what he's saying.
Against vaccination, I just believe that everyone, as you said, has the freedom of choice, and what they want to put in their body has to be up to them. I can't abide the idea, like in Canada, where they're increasing taxation or increasing health costs, or in Italy, where they're making over 50s mandatory to have a vaccine. I think it is absolutely returning to a police state, and it's not the way it should be.
Which is exactly my view as well. I've always said, if you want to get the vaccine, good for you. I fully support your decision. If you don't want to get a vaccine, I fully support your decision, because in the end, it isn't any of my business. This is a personal medical decision. And for that, I've received the same fate as you. People say you're an anti-vaxxer. No, I'm not. And you're not either, are you?
No, I'm not. No, I mean, I, you know, we're in the hospitality industry. We test our staff regularly. We're after protecting people. You know, there are customers who walk around with masks, there are customers who don't. It's not legal to have to wear a mask in restaurants as it is in shops. And I believe maybe next Wednesday they're going to drop those masks as well. But for the time being, Boris, for all his other faults, seems to be getting on top of the issues. We seem to be leading the way and opening the country up. And, you know, the small minority who shout at the likes of me and you accusing us of being anti-vaxxers, I mean, they've just got to get on with their own lives. And if they feel vulnerable, protect themselves. Don't expect us to protect them.
Yeah, we're not anti-vaxxers. We're pro-choice. We're pro the right of people to make the choice.
So there you go. That was Kevin O'Sullivan talking to Anthony World Thompson on talk radio. I think there was a fair bit of sense in that. A few things I would, take issue with. They're both boasting about the fact neither of them are anti-vax. Okay, I am anti-vax. I've come to the conclusion that I don't trust vaccines. So I'm stating it out here and now, loudly and proudly. I no longer have confidence in the pharmaceutical industry and in the GPs and in the NHS. So I'm not going to instantly want to rush and get needles stuck into me for this, that, and the other. So I'm not so much that I don't choose to define myself as anti-vax. I'm pro-critical thought, if you understand me. So that's just a little caveat I want to introduce. So I don't want a virtue signal about the fact, oh, I'm not anti-vax, I'm pro-vax apart from the COVID vax. No, I'm anti-vax full stop now, until they can demonstrate that every vaccination that they give us has really does what it says, because we know the COVID ones certainly don't. But back to Anthony World Thompson. So what he's saying is, you know, and it's reasonable. If people want to get jabs, that's their business. If they don't want to get jabs, that's their business. His pub will welcome everybody. And that's how it should be. But the triple jabbed COVID slaves don't like that. That annoys them. That upsets them. How dare those filthy filthy yellow star wearing unjabbed come into the pub and sit next to us and endanger our lives. Yeah, but you've been triple jabbed. Yes, but it still endangers our lives. Why is that? Because the vaccines don't work, stupid. That's why you have to take them. What? Yeah. Get with the routine. Everyone knows that the jabs don't stop you getting it, and they don't stop you spreading it. But listen, you know, apart from that, they're super duper safe. And if you won't have them, you're endangering my life. Oh my God, I'm going to have to die. I'm going to have to cry now into my beer, or probably not beer, soya latte, I would imagine. So these individuals have no tolerance for people, the sort of people that Anthony World Thompson welcomes into this pub. So, you know, my view would be that you shouldn't discriminate against people for medical choice. I mean, there's other medical choices we could talk about here, but we won't, that people make. And I don't even think people should be discriminated against on that ground. What you choose to put into your body or do with your body is your business. You know, as long as it doesn't frighten the horses, you get on with it. You go and knock yourself out. And that's what World Thompson is basically saying. And of course, by saying that, he becomes demonized, and his pub undoubtedly will be a source of opprobrium and be targeted by the ardent vaccinators. Because ultimately, the thing that Kevin O'Sullivan and Anthony World Thompson are doing in their own meek and mild way is they are questioning the regime, and the regime doesn't allow you to question it. And that's the problem we have. So anyway, good news. I welcome Anthony World Thompson's common sense approach to these matters. And we shall see exactly where it leads. But for sure, I believe in tolerance, and I believe in the importance of accepting people's individual medical choices. None of my business. I just don't want to know. Thanks for listening.